to CIOI.
Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hey, this is Gary Kane, based out of Austin, Texas. It's always awesome to see Ken out at a festival or a show. He's out there checking out what's latest and greatest. That's why he spins such great tunes. So turn it up. You're going to dig it.
Gary Kane has a new album out. It's his second release. It was recorded in Texas. The album is entitled Next Stop, and that's rather indicative because right now he's touring through Europe. We've got Keep On Coming and House on Fire, Gary Kane from Next Stop.
We'll be right back.
gets me high, but I don't ever touch the stuff. Feel the fire, but I can't shake the creeping lust. Times I try, but I just fill my hands with dust.
Kane from Next Stop. Let's enjoy some Chris Murphy. He's from London, way. He's Hotwired for the Blues, and that's the name of the album, Hotwired. We're going to hear Forget About You and the instrumental Funkalicious, Chris Murphy from Hotwired.
Get high as a kite. I'm gonna get tight. I'm gonna sit here on this bar stool. And forget about you. I'm gonna get wasted. I'm gonna get blasted. Gonna get gooned. I'm gonna get gone. I'm gonna sit here on this bar. stool. And forget about you. Well, you think that I'm lazy and a no good slob, and you think I should quit these tunes and go out and get a job. Here at this bar, drink, drink, drink. I'm gonna get high. I'm gonna get blasted. Gonna get polluted, plied and pissed. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna sit here on this bar stool.
Chris Murphy from Hotwired. Let's enjoy some sizzling blues. This is Chris Antonick. Took 5 years off after a rather painful divorce. His new release is called Morning Star. We've got Waves of Stone and Pilgrim. Enjoy, Chris Antonick.
Yeah. took things for granted. It's a weakness of mine. But now I'm looking for changes in the heart and mind. It's not a cry for help. It's not dependency. Culture of compassion. Consider this, inspire me, bring me back to the fold with new philosophy.
Chris Antonick from Morningstar. Well, they say the future of the blues lies with the young guns that are coming out. Here is Spencer McKenzie from Fort Erie. He's got a couple of singles out from his new release, Preach to My Soul. Let's play Baptized by Cold Water and the title track, Preach to My Soul. This is Spencer McKenzie.
Thank you. Oh,
Spencer McKenzie from Preach to My Soul. The Durham County Poets, they've got a new album out as well. It is called Out of the Woods. We're going to play the title track and then have a chat with vocalist Kevin Harvey.
Oh my, I still hear my mama saying, don't you cry. Stop all your complaining. You got it good, son. There's folks around who love you. Yes, so lift your head. For tomorrow's sun gonna shine these blues away. And I remember still sitting on my mama's knee. So many questions, all the wonders of eternity. You know her answer was, look around, tell me what do you see? And her reply was good enough for me. So here I am, old enough I should know better. This wisdom comes sometimes late, but it's better than never. I know it's sometimes hard when these old dark clouds steal your joy. Pressing on like I did many times before. Well, I may not know, well, I may not know just what's in store, but this I know, honey, come what may now, tomorrow's sun is gonna shine these blues away. We ain't home yet, but we're out of the woods. We ain't home yet, but we're out. You know you
okay tomorrow. Trust me now.
Durham County Poets, they have a new album out, and to steal a title from one of the songs on the album, they are definitely back at the Groove Shack. It's a great album. It is entitled Out of the Woods, and to tell us all about it is lead singer Kevin Harvey. Kevin, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, great to be here, Ken. Thank you for having us.
So tell us, first of all, how did the group get their name?
We're from Southwest Quebec, and basically our home base is Ormstown. And it's a little small village in Southwest Quebec, a farming community. And my wife grew up in Rockburn. And when she was young, her dad used to pick her up and say, "Hey, come on, kids, we're going into Durham." Ormstown was called Durham 100 plus years ago. So you know how old habits die hard sometimes, eh? This is like going back to the late 60s, early 70s, whatever. We thought, oh, it'd be neat to put the word Durham in there somewhere. And at that time, we were more of a folk band, and everybody writes. We're all songwriters. So we came up with Durham County Poets. That's the long and the short of it.
And why the title Out of the Woods?
That was twofold. Our guitar player, Neil, he said, oh, we should title the album Out of the Woods. I said, let's come up with a good theme, you know. Mind you, when we came up with that title, that was a year and a half ago, thinking for sure by the time the album's out, we'll be out of the woods. But also, when the idea came out, I thought of my mom, and she used to use language like that too, you know, out of the woods. It'll be okay, and stop your whining, and stop your complaining, and blah, blah, blah. So that was the driving force behind that song, Out of the Woods.
It's quite an uplifting song, and I think the whole album is like that. For folks that haven't had a chance to hear it yet, how would you describe the album?
A lot of the songs that I wrote are paying homage to the old school R&B kind of sound of the early 60s, I guess you could say. I was just, you know, during COVID, listening to a lot of music and watching videos and really got enamored with that sound. And I wanted to not emulate it or copy it, but I wanted to incorporate it anyways into it and leave still some of that blues and some of that folk jazzy kind of feel. But that's where we wanted to lean towards.
And how does the band go about writing the songs? I understand a lot of the band is involved in this.
We're basically equal partners. I mean, for the lyrics, I came up with a third, and David a third, and Neil a third. And musically, we just all put our parts in there. You know, one guy will come with a song, present a song, and then say, oh, how about we do this? Or how about we add that? And it just takes on a life of its own. So having been doing this now for just over a decade with the guys, I think we're a solid writing team in that sense, you know. So if I could leave anything behind, what are we about? I would say, hopefully it's our songwriting and performances are strong.
Mean Old Dog is my favorite tune on the album. I really like that one. Do you have a favorite, or are they all equal in your mind?
That's a good question. You know, when they come about there, but I like Mean Old Dog a lot as well. That's a David song. As far as driving and when we play it live, it gets a really, really, really good reaction. So I think, you know, the album and the concerts that we've been doing, the album launches have this ebb and flow of the sets, you know. And but yeah, I for me personally, it would be what we got going on is the most personal one for me. It's a love song, and those are always the hardest ones to write. And I wrote about my wife.
I caught you guys a couple of years ago at the Southside Shuffle. And boy, it looks like you guys really enjoy being on stage.
Thoroughly, very much, yeah, yeah. This weekend we were up in Kingston on Friday, or the weekend is past, and then we were in Rochester, New York, Both small venues, you know, usually we're doing the festivals and the concert halls and whatnot, but I've only been in Kingston once, so it was really a big deal to get our foot in the door through the Kingston Blues Society at the RCHA Club. That was really nice to be there. We had about 37 people there. It wasn't packed, but it was a fun night. And the next night we went up to Rochester, New York, and had a little over double that, and again it was a, and the guys came back, you know, we didn't come back with a lot of money, but we said, wow, the band's finally getting tighter and tighter and tighter, so we're looking forward to.
What's your feeling about the state of the music industry right now?
I just finished reading another article this morning on the state of the music industry for new upcoming artists, and apparently the trend now is people are just listening to older music and less more likely to tune into new artists. You know, I hear a lot of people my age saying, new music sucks, whatever. I'm there, well, what do you mean new music sucks? Do you mean pop radio, or define what you mean? And I said in a comment this morning, but for independent DJs like yourself and the countless ones of you around the globe and Canada and the U.S. anyways, it's a blessing for artists like us, because otherwise nobody would be listening, right? So we're certainly not going to get on mainstream radio anytime soon.
Well, that's for sure. Again, the album is entitled Out of the Woods. And Kevin, where can fans get a hold of the album?
They can go on our website, www.durhamcountypoets.com. Come to our show and check us out. Check out our schedule.
Well, looking forward to seeing you guys live again, because I really enjoy your performance, and it's been great chatting with you, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the music. Stay well.
Harvest sun in a clear blue sky brings a sparkle to my eye. When the rooster crows to start the day, as the morning fog rolls by, well, there's so much joy in the simple things, so don't let them pass you by. And this my refrain, like a summer rain, that's what makes me smile. There's a laughing child running through the grass, chasing a butterfly, as the moon glows bright in the starlit sky, and the whole world bids goodnight. On my knees I pray to end my day, giving thanks for this blessed life. Oh, and this my refrain, like an old church hymn, that's what makes me smile. And the years float by like a ship in a steady wind. I can see her face as I do in mine, the lines that prove her age. But you know I love her as much right now as I did way back when I filled with pride as she walked down the aisle. Yes, that sure makes me smile. Ooh.
Sometimes I think of dear old friends and families that passed on by. But I don't shed a tear, 'cause I know for sure that one day we will unite. On the banks of the Jordan, we will celebrate my long for eternal life. When I see his face and we first embrace, and that show makes me smile. When I see his face and we first embrace, that show makes me smile. Yes, it does.
Many thanks to Kevin Harvey for joining us. Again, the Durham County Poets, the release Out of the Woods. And we're out of the woods because we're running out of time. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with a tune by David Vest. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 1015. Blues Source International is coming up next.